Now let's take a look at what's making news around the world with Matt Bevan. Matt.
G'day, PK. US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Moscow today, as you've been discussing. He flew there from Italy, where he'd been attending the G7 conference. Now, you might remember the G7 conference used to be called the G8 conference before Russia was expelled from the group in 2014 because of their annexation of part of Ukraine. The rest of the group weren't big fans of that, so they booted Russia out. As Rex Tillerson was leaving the meeting in Italy, Bloomberg reports that he tossed in an offhand remark to the European diplomat, saying, "Why should US taxpayers be interested in Ukraine?" It's an interesting thing to say to a group of Europeans, particularly when your administration is being accused of colluding with Russia and going soft on their actions in Ukraine. In only the last 48 hours, two big stories have come out about Trump campaign officials, Carter Page and Paul Manafort, and their connections with Russia. Anyway, Rex Tillerson went to Russia and he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov during the photo op for that meeting. NBC reporter Andrea Mitchell, who has been struggling recently to get a comment out of Rex Tillerson, piped up, only to be shot down by Sergei Lavrov himself.
Mr. Secretary, the Russians don't believe the intelligence.
How confident are you, Mr. Secretary? Who was bringing you up?
Who was bringing you up?
Oh, look, it's my favourite critique of a journalist.
Who gave you your manners?
You've been given bad manners.
Yeah. Rex Tillerson then gave a press conference in which he discussed the allegations that Russia interfered with the US election. And it's worth keeping in mind that Donald Trump doesn't think they interfered at all.
The question of the interference with the election, that is fairly well established in the United States, and I think that has been spoken to on the Hill as well with the Congress, and it is a serious issue. It's one that we know is serious enough to attract additional sanctions. And so we are mindful of the seriousness of that particular interference in our elections, and I'm sure that Russia is mindful of it as well.
The President, Donald Trump, has been asked back home how he thinks that Rex Tillerson's meeting went.
I think that based on everything I'm hearing, things went pretty well, maybe better than anticipated. It would be wonderful, as we were discussing just a little while ago, if NATO and our country could get along with Russia. Right now, we're not getting along with Russia at all. We may be at an all-time low in terms.
That's Donald Trump during a joint press conference with Jens Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of NATO, saying that relations with Russia might be at an all-time low. Donald Trump has been talking quite a bit today. He did an interview, with Fox Business Channel, in which he was asked about the fact he launched the attack on Syria while meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago.
I was sitting at the table. We had finished dinner. We're now having dessert. And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen. And President Xi was enjoying it. And I was given the message from the generals that the ships are locked and loaded. What do you do? And we made a determination to do it. So the missiles were on the way. And I said, Mr. President, we've just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq.
Well, you headed to Syria.
Yes, heading toward Syria. And I want you to know that.
That's pretty casual, Donald Trump there.
That must have been some chocolate cake.
Yes, indeed. There have been a lot of people talking around the world about the juxtaposition between Donald Trump bombing Syria because he feels so much sympathy for the people there and Trump blocking refugees from Syria at the same time. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai has been talking about this with CBS overnight.
They're dying, they're being killed, and if you don't open the doors, if you don't welcome them, they would be killed. So it's important that he understand that these people are in need. And I have seen them, I have went to refugee camp, and I think he needs to go to these refugee camps.
You think President Trump needs to go to a refugee camp?
I definitely agree with that. President Donald Trump needs to go and see refugee children. He needs to go and visit the refugee camps. He needs to know what a real life is like in a refugee camp.
Malala Yousafzai there speaking to CBS. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has also been asked by Fox Business about North Korea.
What are we doing right now in terms of North Korea?
You never know, do you? You never know.
He did eventually go on to elaborate a little bit on that.
We are sending an armada. Very powerful. We have submarines. Very powerful. Far more powerful than the aircraft carrier, that I can tell you. And we have the best military people on earth. And I will say this, he is doing the wrong thing.
Donald Trump speaking to Fox Business there about Kim Jong-un, says he's doing the wrong thing and we're sending a big armada.
Yeah, he couldn't have been clearer. Hey, Matt, thanks.
You're welcome.
Matt Bevan there giving us the news headlines from across the world.